Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. 520-9710. 888-520-9710. The Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show.
Great to have you with us on 97.1 FM Talk in Los Angeles. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hello.
I guess everyone watched American Idol last night, especially number one fan Jack Silver.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, he ran down the hall. Hey, did you guys watch American Idol? And
he is like a teenage girl.
Yeah, and he always comes up with the best ideas for topic for the show, like the Golden Globes and American Idol. I did watch it last night because I have an 11-year-old daughter, and this is like 11-year-old girl Super Bowl.
Right.
There's the two-hour premiere of, what season is this for American Idol?
Seven, I think.
Is it?
That might be 24. Season 7 or 24, definitely.
Let it anyway, go, William.
I will let it go. I'm such a whore.
7 or 8? I don't know. It's up there.
I watched it last night because of that, because I have an 11-year-old daughter. Frosty, did you watch it?
I'll give you an honest answer because I could lie and act like I did. I'll tell you why I didn't. I forgot it was on.
Well, you can't really act like you did when we start talking about it and you don't know what we're talking about.
Okay, that's true. No, I didn't. And I've watched so many idols be... Well, you're applauding.
I'm proud of you.
You're a real man.
I have to be watching The Biggest Loser, which I'm into, which is a great show.
Well, you should be.
I'm fat, and I can relate to that.
And don't you work out now while you watch?
Yes, I treadmill 28 minutes, just shy of half an hour, while watching The Biggest Loser.
Now, why didn't you go full half hour?
I can't.
Two more minutes.
No, I couldn't do it.
You know, it's so funny, because after Frosty passed out that last Friday, and we talked about it on Monday or Tuesday, that he was a little bit late today, later than normal. Usually here's around 9 o'clock, but he was like 9:30.
9:23.
And I was like, oh, God, he's home, dead. And now he's just a minute later, but he's dead.
Right. Just traffic.
Okay.
So when it comes to my nightly television choices, there's only so many hours of prime time, but you can only watch one thing at a time. So because I'm into a show like Biggest Loser, it relates more to me.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't even have searched for anything else last night. I wanted to see that show. Now, coming today, I know, crap, I missed the show that probably more people watched. But I'm into a different show. And also, just to ramble on for a second, I like American Idol when it gets down to the final 10 or 12. But this first stage, when you've got the idiots coming in costume and singing bad, I've seen that so many times now. It's just more of the same. I know there's going to be more bad singers. I know there's going to be people coming in dressed like the Statue of Liberty.
Well, they didn't that this time.
Oh.
Well,
I
can't really
too.
Say that they didn't do any costumes because there was one particular girl, Bikini Girl. The show was in Phoenix, and Bikini Girl was for Bikini to stand in line. And when they were showing clips of her standing in line, I'm like, how long is this line? Because she had blonde hair at one point, blonde highlights or whatever was going on, and then she got to the audition, she had brown hair. I'm like, did she get her hair done in line?
Right.
That's over 3 days sometimes.
Oh, right? Really?
They edit it down.
So, yeah, she walked out there in a bikini and sang a little song. And that's like the big controversy, the cat fight of all cat fights. Because there's that new judge.
Kara.
Whatever. Why? After watching last night, why'd they have to add a fourth judge?
Well, if you're going to do that, get rid of somebody.
Well, Paul is worthless. So didn't we all assume that Paul was either going to drop dead or be fired or quit? And maybe that other one was going to be step in?
And there's really nothing that she brought to the table new as far as like, okay, maybe she has more credibility than Paula.
Right.
But there's
She's
nothing.
Written 100 hit songs.
Okay,
so.
Now instead of three yeses, it's four yeses. Okay, I'm glad she's on the show.
Right.
What happens if it's a 2-2 tie? Because before it was an odd number.
Two, you get to go. Because in this case with the Bikini Girl, she's saying, and the girls didn't like her. Because she kind of had an attitude.
And rolled her eyes
and Randy and Simon obviously have to put her through just to save face.
Right.
So they said yes, and the girl said no, so she got to go through because two guys said yes.
Okay. It should be 3-1, though, if you ask me. It should be a majority, not a tie.
Yeah.
Because you know why? I'll tell you why. Because in the past, if you remember past seasons, sometimes Paula wasn't there. Sometimes she was sick.
Mm-hmm.
My friend went through one day when she was sick. And in the previous seasons, if it was 1-1, a tie meant no.
Oh, really?
If Randy said yes and Simon said no, you did not go.
It was no.
So now, 2-2, a tie means yes. That's not consistent with previous contestants.
The thing is with the new girl, Kara, and I like her in that... she didn't bring a whole lot, but I like her in that she can sing. I mean, she did sing a little last night, and you can kind of see. And she's a songwriter, so she has some...
But I hate that. I hate when there's the panel, the judge on the panel, sings to show up the person who just try it out. Well, no, you should have done it like this.
But you know what?
I mean, Jewel used to do that on that Nashville Star. I'm like, Jewel,
yeah,
shut up.
Well, yeah, but Paula has never done that because Paula Abdul, and I've seen her twice in concert, not by choice, really. But
why would you go twice then?
My friend Darla was a huge fan. Okay, and goes, yeah, oh my God, Darla. I love Paula Abdul. You gotta go. And she was a Color Me Bad fan,
did
too.
Did she just kill herself, Darla?
No. Oh. And so she drugged me twice in high school to see Paula Abdul.
How was she live?
Well, I mean, it's the same as going to see Madonna live. There's a lot of dancing, a lot of acrobats, a lot of, whoa, things happening. And so you're like, ooh, what? Ooh, a butterfly? Oh, I didn't even know you can't sing. But if she's standing out on stage, you're like, oh.
And Darla, when she was watching the concert, just going crazy. Oh, my God, straight up.
Oh, my God, I love it.
She's doing the dance moves.
Do you really
want to
know
me for Emma? Yes, Archer. She can sit on Heidi's shoulders.
Isn't a lot of that stuff voice tracking pre-recorded, too? Because the calisthenics that they do in a Paula Abdul or Madonna show, you'd be out of breath. You couldn't sing and do jumping jacks.
Exactly.
So here they are, when they get on stage, these seasoned performers, singing to a voice track. Yet, they're going to judge performers live in front of them.
Yes.
There's an inconsistency there.
Right, and so I think that's the thing about this Kara girl that I kind of like. And she seems like, she's also the new girl, so you got to give her a little bit of time to get her, you know, make her feel comfortable. But I think she's going to be rough on him. I think that she's going to speak her mind.
Yeah.
She did a little bit last night, and she's written 100 hit songs.
Yeah, as far as like the props or the costumes.
Oh.
Props. Well, there's two people that stand out in my mind that had a prop to get on the show. It's a bikini girl, because if she wore regular clothes, I don't think she would have made it.
No
way. She has a phenomenal body. Kind of a butterface.
Kind of a butterface. And
not that bad. And then she said she's going to make out with Ryan if she got a golden ticket.
I don't think he'd like that.
Well, she got the golden ticket, and then she goes over there and just tries to lay one on him, and he doesn't even turn into it.
No.
If I'm Ryan Seacrest, I'm just going to squelch the rumors right there. I'd have banged her right there on camera.
Right.
If she had a butterface, he can do much better.
No,
I wouldn't say, well, I'm being a little harsh on the butterface. Yeah, I'd have kissed her.
Well, yeah.
I wouldn't kick her out of bed. She's hot for a porn star.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what we want for American Idol.
If she was a porn star, you'd be like, wow, you're too pretty.
I wouldn't mind watching that video.
Right.
But to be a supermodel, not going to happen.
Is she American Idol material or freak material? Because this early audition phase, they tried out the freaks because they're infinitely more...
She's reality show material.
Okay.
And the other shticky thing that was used to get on the show was a guy faked being blind. I was like, okay. But it's brilliant because, you know, he comes in there with the stick, you know, and he's got somebody guiding him
his
in.
Brother, yeah.
And I knew he was faking it when he has his stick. He's standing on the mark, you know, where he's got to sing. And he turns around to give the stick to his brother, and he looks. He looks around and looks at the stick and gives it to the brother. I'm like, well, why would you look around? Why wouldn't, if you're blind, just give the hold the stick out,
somebody
and whoever's with you will grab it. You don't look around and find the person you're handing the stick to.
Well,
you can't find the person if you're blind.
Now, here's the thing, because I was a little confused about that,
faker,
too, as I was watching.
That's the big controversy this year. It'll be that guy's faking blind.
Because I did play a blind girl in a movie once.
Oh, that's brilliant. Can we see that online somewhere?
Oh, you can. Yeah. What the hell's the name of it? I don't even remember. That's
we got to find it. We got to put a link for that on our show site at FrostyHeidiAndFrank.com.
At one point, it's starting our featured video.
I don't remember what the
did. He did very good in that. It was a nice 2-minute.
Gotta have it.
Here's what Living with it.
Living with it.
Yeah. One of my film piece.
It's very effective. Nice message.
Here's where I'm proud of it, because I thought it was a good idea. But
it was the only one in the movie Heidi was blind,
well,
but everyone in the movie wished Heidi was, or was blind.
They were blind. Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah, I was a little heavier.
The rest of the world was
kind of ruined it, didn't I? You kind of ruined it when you said you played a blind person.
Who cares? But it's a little film with a big, big message. But here's the thing. I had that feeling about him, too. And then when they went back to the blind guy's house...
He was a big build-up for the entire show. And coming up, you see him sitting at the piano, and you know he's blind.
A very special performer.
That was the big... Well, Bikini Girl and the Blind Dude were the big build-ups.
He was the last performer of the show. But the thing is, I was confused. He can see, he said...
Through a straw.
Basically, if you would look through a straw, that's how much vision he has. And he sits and he plays the piano.
So he can see when he plays piano. He can see one key.
Well, you don't have to see to play the piano.
Look at a key. That's all they can see is one key at a time on the door.
So he's not. Hmm. He is blind.
Well, maybe partially. Maybe 95% blind. That counts as blindness.
Well,
the DMV would say you're blind, even if you have bad eyesight. But
maybe he doesn't
see.
Need that stick. I'm saying that was his bikini.
Did he have sunglasses on? Or
no.
No.
Just the weird looking eyes.
No, he just had normal blue eyes.
Normal eyes.
Oh. So how did they bust him? You say they caught him, I guess, right?
No,
I said that is my prediction for the biggest controversy this year is going to be that guy's not blind.
Oh, I thought maybe they revealed last night.
No, that's just my theory.
Can I go one better? When I was getting ready this morning, and I'm like, I'm going to say it. He's your winner.
No.
Yes.
Really? You're already calling it.
I'm calling him as the next American Idol.
No, he'll make it, but I don't think he has the voice to win.
Because I think that's a story. It's like, wow, what an idol. You
but
know
everyone
what?
Has a story.
No, but you're blind, you persevered, you didn't give up, you stuck with it, and you're a singer and a piano player and a songwriter.
So
and you
special
did it
privileges
and
for the handicapped, is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Well, parking placard, hello.
They get enough, they get parking.
Jeez, I'm going to Home Depot too.
Bumps
and don't feel like
machines
walking
and parking, that's enough.
There's your winner.
No, he won't. $100 says the blind guy doesn't win? I say the blind guy doesn't win for 100.
I'll go 100 with you.
All right, I get everybody else in the entire United States, and she has the blind dude for $100.
All right.
Good bet, Heidi, good bet.
When he gets kicked off, then I will pay you your money.
Yes.
All the other sob stories you're going to hear over coming weeks.
I don't need to hear anymore.
None are going to trump the blind guy.
He's the next American Idol.
And he almost ran into the door jam when they were leading him out back to his family when he got his golden ticket, you know, they're leading him back out, and somebody almost guided him into the door jam. That's like, well, I thought, well, maybe he might be a little blind because he almost ran to the door.
Right.
And then he didn't instantly respond when Ryan Seacrest tried to give him a high five.
Oh,
goes,
yeah.
I'm high-fiving you, and went down to his hand, but he actually forgot for a second, even Ryan, and held up his hand in the air to high-five the dude.
Maybe
I don't think
being,
Ryan. No, no, I don't think Ryan's that quick.
No.
I think he's and I'm going down
no,
to your hand.
No, that's when we're watching. The Italian goes, God, he's such a geek.
He is. Right? He's a geek. That's why you gotta love the guy.
I mean,
Ryan's a great guy, and you gotta love him.
Did you notice that they did
Workaholic Geek
American Idol this year? The beginning of it, they did it very. Well, I hadn't watched the previous season really at the beginning, but it felt very Survivor. You know, when they open Survivor with the long shots and the in years past. And they do all the different cities, and it felt very Survivor-like.
39 days,
yeah, like
one
warm,
Survivor.
Yeah, like warm music and like goosebumps.
Then Ryan was standing on the Grand Canyon.
And standing up, this is American Idol, and then the big Grand
Canyon.
Well,
that is a Survivor ripoff. That's a Jeff Probst thing.
Yes.
They do other Probst for years now.
And when he was walking along the edge of the cliff and kind of staggered a little bit, they thought he was going to fall into the Grand Canyon. How many were cheering for that? Now, that would have been great television.
Let's put the blind guy up there.
Oh,
shoot the finale.
Yeah, we're going to do a music video.
He should have done that anyway. Like, find the cliff with, like, a 10-foot cliff underneath it and put, like, a pad down there
right,
and just fell off.
Don't you think it was shot in blue screen? He's probably in a studio
it
somewhere.
Did look,
he just superimposed the Grand Canyon behind
fake,
him.
It did look kind of fake, didn't it?
But I don't know. I guess, like, the Olin Mills Grand Canyon?
Yes, didn't it look a little
but
like that?
But they don't
that?
Really have to go to the Grand Canyon anymore.
Yeah.
You can do that in a Hollywood soundstage. You know that. It's much cheaper, easier, quicker. You can bang it out this afternoon.
Yeah,
I guarantee it was blue screen.
Maybe the bale of hay and the wagon wheel should have given me a clue that it wasn't really the Grand Canyon. This
right.
is a photo studio.
Look for a seam in the sky. That's usually a telltale sign.
So I guess it was 2 hours last night. I think another episode tonight, another 2 hours.
But, I can't.
Yeah, I mean, even though it hasn't been on for a while, I don't know. I don't know if the new judge is trying to spice things up so you watch again, and they're doing a little bit less of the idiots.
Oh, really? I wondered what ratio they have, like, bad to good singers, because usually it's kind of a mix, isn't it?
Yeah, it was still a mix. They were still horrible people, but they took themselves seriously.
Well,
I don't think there's a lot of people going in and doing the Statue of Liberty. Tonight, I guess there's a couple cheerleaders going in. Some big fat black girl who tries to go down to the splits.
And I love
but then you see her crying later, like she's really pissed off, like she thought she was going to make it.
And
I don't know.
Another girl. I always love the ones that get so pissed. You just see this little blonde girl walk. She goes, "This show's just such a joke." Like, you waited in line for four days. And if you've got through, it's the best show on television. If you didn't, this show's such a joke. They don't know what they're talking about.
Hey, Steve, can we get Heidi saying that clip as our next promo? This show is such a joke. Mark that, please.
You know, every season of American Idol, I give the same speech, and I'm going to shorten it to like 15 words this time. And I'll tell you when the words count starts. It hasn't started yet.
Okay.
Yeah, there's about seven.
Well, it doesn't count.
Tell me when to start.
There's nine.
This is the preamble, the introduction. This is not the meat of the
point. And time.
And here it is. Whenever you see someone on that show who can't sing, they're there. Wait, that only counts as one word, because there, I said there.
You're
15.
Done.
No, that's only...
No,
yeah,
no, 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 no.
Okay, over time. They only allow so many people to go in and see Randy, Paul, and Simon, and what's her name now?
Kara.
Depending on the city, and depending on how they've got the rules this year compared to previous, there may only be 200 to 400 people who see them. The other thousands you see in line don't get, they get screened by producers and weeded out. And
there's separate tents or something. You go in there, and if you make it through that tent, then you keep
to another one. You get probably to listen to.
Or else you just get sent home.
Yeah, and then a producer see you, and then after seeing two or three or four different weeding out stages, then they send the last 200, 300, or 400 people in to see the judges. So they act like they've seen all 1,000 people in line. They haven't. Now, all those people who get in to see the judges and get on TV should be good, in my opinion. The freaks who are there at that point, the ones who can't sing at all and are not going to win American Idol, okay? Mm-hmm. They're not going to win. They're wasting the slot. Those people are there. While good singers who waited in line, who have a chance to win, aren't there. And that always pissed me off. They put these freaks in there that don't have a dog's chance of winning. Yeah, they're entertaining because they're freaks. But they sent some beautiful-voiced men and women.
Okay,
crying their eyes
you're crying
out
for weight again because you have a microphone in your face.
Tens of thousands of people deserve the spot that freak is taking up, but they got sent home. The good singers are shoved back home, and the freaks are put
that's
off.
That's a lot more than 15 words. Jesus Christ. Why do you got to say that every time? Because nobody cares that your friend didn't make it.
It's not. I'm just.
You're the only one who cares.
I'm speaking for everyone who has auditioned for American Island.
Do you
want to
hear some of the rejects? I guess I got a little audio clip of a montage of some of the rejects on last night's two-hour premiere of American Idol.
Your arms are my castle, your heart is my sky. They wipe away tears that I cry. The good and the bad times, we've been through them all.
Hey, pretty baby with the high heels on. You give me fever like I never ever know. I feel your fever from miles around. I'll pick you up in my car and we'll paint the town.
Now, that guy right there, he had a gigantic afro. He was half Vietnamese, half black. His name was Tuan Kim. I think it was, right? Tuan Kim or something like that. The first Vietnamese black person I've ever seen in my life, besides Tiger Woods.
Anyone who sings any Michael Jackson song should immediately be shown the door.
Yeah.
Go home.
Tommy used to work on the docks. Union went on strike. It's down on its luck. It's tough. So tough. Now Gina dreams of running away. Yeah, she does. When she cries every night, Tommy whispers.
Thank you.
I love when they do the montage of that
your
same song.
Arms are...
Oh, I started over again? Great.
Do you
never
have
mind.
A blind guy or bikini girl? Do you have...
Yeah. Let's see, I do have bikini girls. Let's see. Where is hers?
Curious as to what he thinks. We shouldn't have told him she was in a bikini.
Yeah, so don't picture her with a hot body and a wonderful ass and that hardy bikini.
I care about hot porn star women. Of course I do. My bedroom walls are lined with photos.
This is a while. I don't know how long it's going to take to get to her singing, but this is her like you know walking in and the judge is seeing her for the first time.
Let me kick this one off.
Whoa.
Yes.
Yay!
Wait,
okay,
wrong one.
So the hardest one.
Wait. I can't allow him to say yes without...
No.
What?
Okay.
Let me kick this one off.
I gotta stop that. Hold on. She isn't saying it. That's them saying she's okay. Here she is, actually singing.
Hi.
Whoa.
How are you guys?
Wow.
You go out to all auditions like this?
No, just this one.
Of course.
You guys are special.
Let me tell you, smart.
Yeah.
Maybe you should do a rotate perfect. For the guys. Just sort of turn around. Yeah, that's good. Simon, you want to say anything else?
That's absolutely fine.
That's fine?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Katrina, what are you going to sing, darling?
Treated me kind, sweet destiny. Carry me through desperation to the one that was waiting for me.
Beautiful.
You took so long. Still I believe. And now the one I needed would find me eventually. I had a vision of love. And it was all that you given to me.
Thank you.
All right, cool. Yeah.
What'd you think, Frosty?
Well,
I mean,
no.
Knowing she wasn't wearing it, I mean, you just heard her voice. You didn't see her.
I feel like a jury member is told to disregard a fact you already know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm picturing, you know, no, she does. She's not a good singer.
No.
She's got good parts of it, but especially when she goes down in the lower part, she loses. She's off key a lot of times. She can't hold a note at the end of her phrase.
And her mouth, when she was doing it, you know, she got that, like,
yeah.
And that quivery, and that's when that Kara girl goes, that was like her pet peeve. She goes, I hate when people do runs. Where, she goes, no.
And then it's funny how you'll walk in a bikini in high heels and you hold yourself because you're wearing a bikini. When you start singing, you have your singing stance. And hers was like straight legged with chicken arms. Like she put her hands on her hips with her elbows forward. And so she totally ruined her look. I was like, oh my God, she's standing like an idiot.
Yeah.
That's interesting because just based on the quality of her voice, I would have guessed she'd be sulking around the stage like Jessica Simpson or something.
That's funny. That just reminds me when I was driving to work today, there was a motorcycle cop who pulled over a car, and he was speaking through their passenger window, so he's not on the highway side, because you've always seen those videos of cops getting clipped by cars.
Right.
And he's leaning down like he's pretty much like a streetwalker. You know,
Hey, baby, looking for a date.
He's got his elbows on the guy's windowsill of the passenger side, and his legs were straight.
Ooh, he's all arched back and butt out?
Yeah, motorcycle cop, arched back, butt out. Because obviously, I don't know how long he sat on the motorcycle, or his legs were sore or asleep, and he couldn't really...
The
way he was standing was like, hey, big boy.
Looking for a date.
Yeah, I expected to see chief and a construction worker.
Right.
Like, oh my God. I was bend your knees, Paunch. It was the sick.
Do you know why?
It was funny, though. I laughed out loud when I saw him. I've never seen a cop stand so gay. But we got to take a break. If you have any comments about American Idol last night that we haven't talked about already, give us a call. 888-520-9710.
We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Talk show idol.
Yeah, please.
I'm the one who can't sing.
don't be like us. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Our number is 888-520-9710. Talking about American Idol, of course. Hello, Michael in Santa Ana.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
So, Michael?
Just thought it'd be a great idea for Ford, to have the blind guy driving the car if he gets in to do the commercial.
when they do the idol commercials? And have him drive.
You know they will have him driving.
Yep, that guy behind the wheel. Let's see him sell the cars now.
Now, when you watched it last night, did you have a feeling that he might be faking it?
I think they got to have him in, but I want him behind the wheel.
If he's faking it, Frank, and I don't know, maybe he is. But if he goes far and they go back to your hometown to do your life story, he's going to have to have been faking it since the time he was a kid. Because if they go back to his high school and everyone goes, no, he can see.
Well, it's like smart guy, I guess he went to college, graduated at 17 or 19.
What 14.
He went to college at 14, graduated when? 17?
I think so, yeah. He was...
And smart guy. And he likes to do other things like dancing. Blind people like to dance. And then they had to go back into his life. They did show a little bit of montage because he was the highlight of the evening.
I think we'd all dance if we didn't know what we looked like when we were doing it.
But he looks like he knows what he looks like.
Profound.
He's not a bad dancer.
See, how long has he been blind? I missed that, I guess. Has it been since birth? So then you would just sort of...
And you see him with the skiing, guide.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it'd be a lot of work to fake all those pictures, but I have my theories.
Okay, we'll see.
All right.
Here's him singing last night. So, without the shtick of being blind, would you have let him through?
First? Okay.
And So It Goes by Billy Joel.
Love that song.
So I will share this room with you, and you can have this heart to break. And this is why my eyes are closed. It's just as well for all I've seen. And so it goes, and so it goes. And you're the only one who knows.
Okay, Scott.
What do you think, Frosty?
Yeah, that's very nice. I mean, it's a very nice voice, but isn't it a bit Broadway-ish in the way that Clay Aiken had a voice that
he didn't do well.
Well, no, not at all. This guy has a really good voice, and I wish him well. He should go through, absolutely. I just don't know. When you have a voice that pretty, that Broadway stage ballady, I wonder how he's going to do on the rock stuff. That may not be his strong suit, obviously. But based on that, he's very good.
Josh Groban has that sort of same sort of, and he's doing fine. But I think what's so tough is, now imagine that. You're walking into a room with bright lights, no microphone, no music, to sing a cappella in front of three or four people who just have their arms crossed and go, go ahead. And they're staring at you. You're like... alrighty, okay. I mean, if you've ever been in an audition, they suck. I mean, any kind of audition, you're like, all right, and they go, whenever you're ready, wow me, go.
Do they suck because you never get the part?
No, I think it's, I've never ever gotten a part. You do have a point there.
Auditions really suck. They see how bad I am and I don't get hired.
All my dreams go away. But no, just to be in a room with, you know, bright lights and no accompaniment, no music, no, not even a microphone. So I think it's like there's, at least if you have that, I think I'd be the douche who's got the fake hand microphone just so that you have something to do with your hand. Otherwise, you just stand with your hands at your side going,
next. The hand microphone must go.
That's my little piece of business.
Wouldn't you be tempted to overact the flipping around of the arms, like the gesturing? You know how Bette Midler always ends a song with her arms wide open? Like,
no, I don't.
Well, I don't either.
I have no idea.
That's what bothers me about every song.
Every show he goes
arms,
to, she does that.
Whatever.
Somebody bringing up through email says, how uncomfortable did that little homo look kissing Katrina, talking about Ryan Seacrest kissing the bikini girl?
He did look like he'd never kissed a girl before. Because he was like, like side mouth, and like he was being kissed by his grandmother.
But
you know, like, go for it. Unless he's got a girlfriend, which then I understand when I was watching that last night, like, if he's got a
but
girlfriend.
But it's work.
It
doesn't matter. If you have a girlfriend at home and you're Ryan Seacrest and a girl kisses you on TV and it makes good TV, honey.
Sorry, I'm doing
was
my
it
job.
Lip
enjoy
my job.
This $12 million house you're living in.
Exactly. It's Kevin Costner's old home, remember?
Right, I know.
So were they going for? Was she going for the real mouth kiss or a peck on the cheek?
She grabbed his face and like kissed him on the side of his lips, and he was like, hey.
Why am I on Ryan's side?
Look, you would be.
Look, it's a stranger you have never even seen before.
Oh, you've pretty much seen all of her. She's not a stranger anymore.
You don't know what sort of herpes is in her mouth. His career is based on his mouth working right.
Well, how do you check somebody? How many dates do you go on to check her mouth?
Just kiss. You don't kiss people because they have herpes in their mouth.
You'll kiss all the strangers you want and see what you end up with at the end of the week.
Yeah.
I mean, his career, his health, and his mouth.
I think I'd risk it.
You have risked it. What do you mean you think you would have?
I know.
You have, ding dong.
With worse trolls than that.
Because when Frank gets drunk, sometimes his judgment is all
I'm just kissing.
And I go, hey,
I kiss everybody when I'm drunk.
I'm trying to be a bro here. Come here. No, listen, Heidi. Shh. Listen.
You're talking about way back in the day, that chick in the red dress.
She says she's a model.
And I said, what, a foot model? Trust me. Come with me.
I'm staying in Orange County. We're going to go on a boat.
She models medicine for cold sores.
She says something about Valtrax model. I don't know. But I'm going to go with her on the boat.
I still think she was probably cute.
No, she had snaggles.
Really? Snaggle teeth?
Frank, snaggles.
I didn't think beer goggles could straighten teeth, because if that's the case, I'm just going to get drunk and not buy my daughter braces.
Is this the chick we were all waiting for in the limousine down
yes,
at Orange County?
And I go, Frank,
oh,
come on, come on. And he goes, no, listen.
She was awful.
She was really that bad?
Yes.
Snaggle.
Me and Heidi were just laughing at you. You
and
had
like,
no idea how bad she was.
You wouldn't lay with us. I'm like, I'm trying to be a bro here, because you wake up tomorrow morning and go, where the hell's the girl I fell asleep with?
She's like saber-tooth snaggled.
Okay,
yeah.
Give me a scale of 1 to 10.
And bad skin.
Orange County 1 to 10.
A two.
Seriously, yes.
A two?
Seriously.
Orange County? They got hot
I know,
girls
that's
down
what I'm
there.
Saying.
Two.
She was a two on the Orange County scale?
And she was like a beer goggle three. I mean, there wasn't even talk. There's
West
no reason.
Terre Haute?
Where I'm from?
Six.
All right.
And that's being generous.
Maybe that's why,
generous.
That's why I liked her. She's a six in West T.
Made you nostalgic.
Remind you of your roots. This is what you really should
Speaking
have.
Speaking of roots, she had those two.
That's what I would have ended up with. I wasn't here.
Well, thank God you're here.
888-520-9710. Talking about American Idol last night in West L.A. It's David. What's up, David?
Hey, Triplets. How you guys doing?
Great.
Yeah, I have to agree with Frosty because I'm a singer personally myself, and, you know, I have a band and stuff. And I kiddingly call myself the unknown idol because when people hear me sing, they go, oh, you should be on American Idol.
Let's hear it, David. Sing us something.
Give us your audition.
Oh, really?
Yeah
please.
Okay. Mr. Radio, play that song again. I feel you when I'm near you, baby. I really want to be with you.
Ooh.
I liked it. I think he sounds
right.
Really good.
What do you think,
absolutely,
Heidi?
Absolutely, David. I think you moved me. You got a little raspy rock and roll to
really?
You. And I say, welcome to Hollywood.
What do you think, Frosty?
I wish I could see him perform because I have a feeling he's really animated.
He's wearing a bikini right now.
Oh, wow.
I look hot in a thong. I'm 240 pounds. I look sexy, all right?
Yeah, you remind me of John Popper-ish.
I liked your energy. Vibrato's a bit thick and slow, but that could be big.
No,
I like it thick and slow.
Ooh, 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 ooh. rules.
I agree with Frosty on the fact that I have a younger friend who's in his 20s, and the guy is mind-blowing as a singer, and he's auditioned like 2 years in a row, and he doesn't even get past the pre-judges.
I would have said for you, Daniel, or David, what did you say, Frosty? Is he welcome to Hollywood?
I say stay, yeah. He's got energy, and that's, you know, that's nice.
I would have said no. And the reason I would have said no is because I don't think that you have any other capability besides what you just did right there. It's going to be week after week, you doing that same style, same type of thing.
Let's have him sing something else.
And I would get bored with it after a while. So can you sing something else?
Will I close my eyes only for a moment and the moment's gone? Oh, my dreams crash before my eyes of curiosity.
No.
You're making the next round. You got this Three Dog Night lead singer quality. You sound like a 1970s thick vibrato.
Yeah, that's what
no,
I'm
like. No. So you made it the first round, but not the second.
I was a bullfrog.
There you go.
That's a good friend of mine.
But I helped him a drink his wine.
Welcome to Howl at the Moon, everybody! Yeah. Universal City Walk.
Maybe you and Frosty should get together and start a band, or at least go to a buffet.
Hell yeah, it's on.
Good luck, David.
Good luck, man.
But see, what you said about him after the first song was what I said about the blind guy after the first song.
That's why I got $100 with Heidi. I don't think he's going to win. I think that, his shtick is his stick. That's it.
Well, we'll see.
That's deep, man. His shtick is his stick.
Don't they?
Maybe you're right.
Wait,
you
want to
just get the money now?
Give me the money now.
If blind guy is really blind, and if he goes all the way to Hollywood, as he is, don't they have to do kind of dance moves? Don't they pair him up like in threes, and they have to do routines and dances?
Ooh.
They do. They do physical
stuff.
Where
there's like backup singers, and somebody has to go to the front.
That's going
to
be worth
watching.
How's
he going to do that?
Now,
he's going to stand there.
That's why he won't make it through. I bet he doesn't even make it through, Heidi. $200, he doesn't make it all the way to the final group?
I'm all set. I shouldn't have even done the 100. I just went stupid, stupid, stupid.
Okay.
No, I'll stick with my 100. Ugh.
Daniel, you're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
What's that?
Nothing. I'm kind of...
Heidi,
I say you're going to Hollywood.
I was a little frustrated today because you guys are sitting there talking about American Idol. And I know it's not you guys. But the reason why I'm kind of a little irritated is because there's a little bit more important things, like, that's going on right now.
What is happening?
Let me ask you guys something. You guys read the Bible, right? I know, like, Frank, I've heard you go to church sometimes, right?
Yeah, I've read the Bible. I go to Catholic church.
Okay, man, what do you think about those microchips that they just pulled from the FDA that they want to put in humans?
And they shall receive a mark in his hand or his forehead, and no one shall engage in commerce without the mark of the beast.
That's
exactly what it is.
Exactly, right?
Seriously.
And they already
proved
that, right?
It's the mark of the beast.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then they're
going to
do that. And
I'm not getting one.
Okay, and then also, too, what about this
mark
whole thing
of the
with
feast.
Obama? On January 20th, guys, Obama's going to make a speech saying that there's going to be an international accident. It's going to cause us a food shortage. And when they do that, they're going to bring in martial law.
Like, well, okay, here's where you go off the deep. So during his inaugural speech, he's going to say this.
Well, he's going to make some some bad decisions for us. And we're already in a bad spot already.
You think he's the Antichrist? Some people think that Barack Obama is the Antichrist. Revelation sort of says he fits the mold, you know?
I mean, come on, man. You see how many people worship him? Like, for real, in Africa,
maybe
people
he
are
is.
Just like, damn, you know, this guy is great.
And he might be.
Yeah, you know, I think whatever it is, you know what it is. But there's just too many bad things. We're talking about American Idol here?
Yes, we are. Thank you, Daniel.
Well, I mean, it's... Because it's the most popular television show in America. A lot of people watched it last night. But, yeah, we're going to get to other stuff. It's not going to be an entire show of American Idol, even though Jack Silver wants it to be. It won't be.
It does come in number 1, 2, and 3 in the Nielsens every week. It's watched. More people watch American Idol than watch the evening news, which is a sad indictment of America.
Yeah.
Mm. By the way, I think Bush's farewell speech to the nation is tomorrow night, if you're interested in seeing that. I wonder how many bars you're going to have that on where people whoop and holler when he says goodbye at the end. Like, thank you. Finally. Goodbye. Delamy? Delamy?
Delamy.
Delamy. Okay. Delamy, what's up?
I just want to say I want to go with Heidi on her vote for American Idol there. They've had the pretty white girl. They've had the big black guy. They've had the pretty black girl. They've had the gay guy almost won. I mean, it's like a different...
They're due for a blind guy.
What about that 16-year-old girl last night that had a really cute face, and they said she's cute as a button. She kind of looks Latina.
Yeah, they need a Latina.
She might win.
Well, no, Jordan Sparks a black girl, right? Pretty black girl.
Yes.
Of course. Yeah.
Mm. Time for a blind guy.
Isn't 16 too young to win this?
Why?
It's just too young. I know David Archuleta was, what, 16, 17?
Too young 17? To win or too young for you? No, that's
too
exactly the age
now.
You like.
No,
16.
Now you're running
still
out. I had a brilliant point to that.
Boyish.
My point was stellar.
Still need
that.
You for beer.
American Idol shouldn't still be in high school is what I'm saying.
Mm.
He should be able to, like, look at David Cook. He's old enough. He's a man of the world. He can go on tour. He's kind of a man. I think a man or a woman should win, not a girl or a boy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
We got to take a break. And since that guy brought up Barack Obama in his inauguration, we will leave you with this Barack Obama quote.
There are some people who have said that it's not big enough. There are others who say it's too big.
Ah. Antichrist. I'm going with that.
We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
This is 97.1 FM Talk.
We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. If you didn't get enough American Idol talk on this show, you watch it again tonight on television. American Idol is back. Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Can someone copyright and claim a word? For example, the word idol. We have American Idol going on. Is idol copyrighted now to the point where you can't have some contest, for example, at a bar and call it stripper idol? Can you do that?
Well, it says, I think idol's been trademarked a long time ago.
Just the word idol? I don't see how.
Well, who owns it? So if a bar does,
I think
stripper
it's
idol.
God, he owns it. Because you cannot, worship false idols.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
All the others are false idols. He's the only idol there is.
Moses already.
So really, all the winners of American Idol have been Antichrist.
All right. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't surprise me, actually. I think Fantasia could very well be the Antichrist. So if you're a bar in Austin and you want to throw a little promotion, a weekly thing called Stripper Idol, a contest there at the Palazzo Men's Club, a strip club bar. Can you do that legally without being sued by the producers of American Idol?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can?
Yeah.
Keep in mind, this is not a major corporation trying to make millions of dollars. It's not like someone decides to look and sound just like McDonald's and call it McDonald's.
Are they using the same logo?
Similar, yes.
Okay, no.
Very similar colors.
No.
So you can copyright colors now?
Well, you can copyright logos, I know. And so if it's American Idol and they want to steal that, like in Coming to America, McDonald's and McDowell's, they have the golden arches. We have the golden arcs. I mean, you can't do that.
Okay. So if you have similar color scheme, similar design, and similar letter font.
Yeah, you can't do that. But you could call it Stripper Idol in block letters and...
Yeah.
You think?
Some other way, I think, yeah.
Okay. Well, believe it or not, the company that owns the television show American Idol, what is the name of the company?
You just shouldn't have your host, C-Crust. C-Crust. That's bad. You know.
I think we should end the story there.
How far you go.
The company that owns American Idol, the show, Fremantle Media, has, in fact, sued to stop the strip club there in Austin, Texas, from their amateur stripping contest called Stripping Idol.
Oh, I'd like to be there. Austin, Texas, amateur strip-off.
Tell you.
Oh, my God. Hi, y'all.
They say
I'm 19. I'm in college. I just need money. Oh, God.
What do you think they have to stop, I guess, because it is, in fact, viewed as a...
Just change the name. Right? Don't stop it.
Mm. Even the waitresses in the club wearing T-shirts with the logo... Stripper Idol. That looks very similar to American Idol. So it's gone to court and they have to stop. Now, what do you think they had to do there? If you want to go in the Stripper Idol.
The Biggest Loser.
Here's what the producers...
You claimed that crown a long time ago.
...of the TV show American Idol were threatened by. This is what they saw as a threat to their own brand. In the Stripper Idol contest there in Austin, Texas, the women have 60 seconds to dance topless, then are ranked by applause from the audience to win a $500 prize.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they can't do it.
You did watch Biggest Loser last night, you said.
Yes!
And I don't know if this woman is a contestant this year and is kicked off, but one of the contestants, Shannon Thomas, who's 30 years old, she's accused of throwing flour in her tenant's face and charged with domestic violence.
Flour?
Like
a fat woman throwing flour at you?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It would have to be a baking item.
The person that she tossed the flower in the face, Michael Molden, who lived in Thomas's basement, told police Thomas yelled at him to turn his television down, grabbed a bag of flour, and threw some in his face, getting into his eyes.
Oh, God forbid.
And she called, or the guy called police, and when officers showed up, they noticed there was flour on the floor and couch. It's a fat chick's house.
Mm. Right.
You can't assume she just got it out and threw it at somebody.
There's also sugar on the wall.
Sugar walls. Mm. Sugar walls, amateur Austin strip contest.
You're on fire.
Thomas told the judge that Nolden attempted to throw a pan at her.
Oh.
Do fat people always fight with food and pans? Thomas is a massage therapist. She and her mother, Helen, are one of the 11 couples.
Helen Thomas. Isn't that a reporter?
Couple teams on The Biggest Loser, the seventh season. So I guess it is their mother-daughter. They're still on?
I don't know the names. Maybe if I saw them, but
she gets convicted, she's going to get 3 months in jail. So I can't wait till the finale this year for Biggest Loser. She gets all back ripped and tatted.
Teardrop tattoo on her eye. Under her eye.
Starts dating Jillian.
Well, stop it. Now you're going to start turning me on.
Look, I'm all for putting people in jail if they assault you and hurt you, but if all you end up with is flour on your face, did that hurt you?
Mm.
I know there was a threat of a frying pan, but the actual assault was, at the end of the day, all that happened to you was you had some powder
on
your
cheeks.
You got
in your
eyes.
Ooh. Well, think of the cakey corners.
Go outside and get some earplugs in your eyes. Cakey corners. That could be my stripper name. For stripper idol. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Cakey Corners.
I hate people have the cakey corners and the corners of their lips. And there was one contestant on American Idol last night who was doing the ooh, ooh, ahs. And he had his entire lips were the cakey ring.
Yes.
Ooh, and it's like, oh.
Take a drink of water, my man.
Yeah.
We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
This is 97.1 FM Talk.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971FMTalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.